Hello, Chatterbox team. It's Anna here from Soundyard. And it's that time again where we take you over to High Ash Farm to enjoy the sounds and stories of the wildlife with the best bits from Chris Skinner's Countryside podcast. This time, Chris gives us an impromptu tour around his house and garden, showing the many ways that he welcomes wildlife indoors. With broadcast companion Matthew Gudgeon, the pair explore the occupied badger sets on the farm, and Chris describes the mischievous behaviour of the young cubs at nighttime. We start, though, with Chris in the early hours of the morning, doing the rounds in the yard in time for the dawn chorus, this time soloed by a blackbird.
Wonderful. 3:45 in the morning. And a blackbird. In full song right above my head. And two others singing further down the farmyard. 1st of June. Dawn chorus is tailing off now at this time of the year. The sky is already getting light way over to the east. I'm just going to walk down to the duck pond and leave that glorious sound behind me, because I've got four goslings and they've spent their first night out of a little run that I've made to protect them from the foxes, but they're with their surrogate mum and dad. Oh, another blackbird. A different one with a slightly different song. A bit more of a warbler, that one. This time of the morning, you feel you've got the world to yourself. I love it. Oh, they're on the pond. Hello, gossies. 1, 2, 3, 4. And mum and dad. That's great. They survived the night. No foxes. Hello, little gossies. They're already half grown. It's beginning to get difficult to tell the difference between Gossimodo and Mildred and their four chargers. But Mildred, the ancient goose, is really very happy. I don't know how long they've been on the water, but it's a good sign that they've got through the night. Perfect. The glorious 1st of June.
Birds in good voice in the farmyard. It's another lunchtime visit to High Ash Farm. Not blazing hot and sunny like last week, but still very pleasant. The rain has gone through. And Chris Skinner, we're standing here next to your home, aren't we?
Yes, we certainly are. Yes, we had 5 millimetres of rain overnight. And this time of the year, you know what farmers are like. It's worth about a pound a drop. So that's why I've got a big smile on my face this morning. It's bang on for the hay. That old saying still comes true today after all those centuries. And it's wet may, long hay. And it just makes perfect. Oh, look, starling with a huge wireworm hanging out of his beak. And if we keep still and quiet, it's thinking of coming to the babies.
He's on your roof. There.
Which, well, was...
That's a starling with his mouth full.
Yes, and the chicks just saw him, and he or she, difficult to tell the sexes apart with starlings, was reluctant to visit the babies because it then gives the game away as where this next generation's coming from. But anyway,
because we were here earlier, we saw where they were, and they're under one of your pantiles.
Yes,
there, aren't they?
Believe it or not. Well, we might as well start the programme here. I was going straight out on the farm, and I suppose one of the commonest questions I get is, what can I do to encourage wildlife? Many people don't have gardens like I do, which is a kind of square mile. and so I make my house welcome as well to some of the wildlife that, you know, you can comfortably live with. And so starlings and sparrows under my roof tiles. I've got 3 starlings' nests right in front of us, and they're good old Norfolk pantiles. No bird deterrents in the gutters to stop them going up under the tiles, because I don't mind a little bit of noise at night. It's very soothing and satisfying. Just come in here. I wasn't intending to do this. We'll just walk in my porch.
We like going off-piste, don't we, as it were? Very colourful flower display in here.
Yes, geraniums in full flower. And I like cacti as well. I've collected some. That lot there, Optunia alspina, and they are very spiny. They're the same age as me. I had them given to me when I was about 2 years old to look after.
And, so they're, what, 38?
30. You've suddenly become a friend, Matthew. They're around 70 years old or just over. Look what I share my house with. And don't think I'm a weirdo or anything, because it would be easy to think that. There is a tiny dish with honey in it. And every day, right from early spring till the end of summer, I feed the ants with a little bit of honey, about half a teaspoon a day. And that's just been topped up, and there's about 6 or 7 ants there. And here, in my pelargonium, there is the ant nest.
Oh, look,
and
there's soil that's been displaced all over,
yes,
here, isn't there?
And then a special day when you have very hot, humid conditions, the whole porch inside of the windows fills up with queen ants, ants with wings on. They then fly off. I leave the door open, and they go out, fly up high, and you have drone male ants, also with wings on. The local swallows think it's heaven on earth here because they're scooping up the ants, but those that mate come back down to the ground. And this is what I love about wildlife. The females bite their own wings off, never fly again, and that's an ant colony out on my lawn or out on the fields, anywhere on the farm that it's suitable.
So people will say, oh, we've got flying ants. But
yes,
no, they're ants
that's right,
that have wings just for that short time.
That's correct. And they live in harmony in these little sort of burrow houses. It's a cocoon of burrows in there. In amongst my, and they don't mind, a bit of soil comes out, and they just come out. All the ant hills on the farm open on the same day. It's just miraculous. Look, so easy to do. And I did say about looking after wildlife is as much not what to do as to what to do kind of thing, if that makes sense. So I don't want to put ant powder down and kill them. I learn so much from them because they live in harmony, and I suppose they could teach us a lesson. Just come through here.
Well, I've got my boots on.
Yeah, that's fine. Come on. Oh. This was a former pigsty, so
it's a very smart gentleman's residence though, yes, these days.
Right, it's like the TARDIS, it goes on a long way.
Well, we're in Chris's hallway here, past the grandfather clock.
Yes.
Yep, there we go.
Down to the living room.
Yes.
Still got my wellies on. Oh, I don't feel right about this.
No, it's fine.
Now, oh, out onto the porch. The patio.
Patio. And such an easy thing to do. When the part of the wall here was rebuilt, it was decrepit and falling down, and the local brickie, I got told off about a week after I'd done it. He came to inspect his work, and I'd drill holes in between the bricks all over.
You're right, and the cement there, yes.
And he said, what did you do that for? I said, because I like mason bees. Oh, bloody things, he said. But mason bees are solitary bees, and that's one of the species that's in huge decline right across the UK, in fact, across Europe. So Norfolk motto's to do different and try and look after them. And I was a former beekeeper till I had children, and one of them went a bit too near one of the hives and got peppered. But this is something just about £3. So easy to do. You can buy them in a lot of hardware shops now. It's a little bee house with canes. It's Matthew, it's only been up a week, and most of the canes, and there's 75 canes there, mud in the end of them.
So those ones that are filled in at the end,
yes,
that they have now been habited.
Yes, by mason bee, and the female mason bee goes down, well down into the cane, and because it's a little bit cloudy and it's been drizzly, there's no flying mason bees here at the moment, so they go right down the cane, she takes, lays an egg down there, then some pollen and nectar, and then she goes and gets some mud and seals it off. But she does it four or five times. Now, this is unusual for nature because the last ones laid are the first ones out next spring. And they stay in there all winter as larvae. And that's what I said. It's so easy. Didn't cost anything virtually. And I just watch them going in and out. And that's the next generation of solitary bees for next year.
Bees in the wall, starlings in the roof,
yep.
Ants in the porch,
yep.
And geese on your lawn.
On the lawn.
A family of geese.
The goslings, and I had to buy them in because Gosimodo and Mildred, they're both over 25 years old now, and should I just say politely, they're past it. And so I purchased four young goslings.
And there they are. Look, oh, they've got their white feathers coming through now.
Yes, they have. The first primary feathers on the wings are there. And basically, they're lawnmowers. They're just eating non-stop all the hours of daylight. And I've made a little run for them because we've got foxes here on the farm. And there'd be several things like to have a go at them. When they were tiny, just out of the eggs, there was some lesser blackback gulls sitting all around here, just eyeing them up. But Mum has taken to them, and she's a very good foster mum.
But and Dad, not quite so sure.
No, but he has improved in the last week. She went off to have a swim in the duck pond, jumped over the fence, and he got in with them, and he sat down, and they all looked like quite a happy family. Anyway, look, that's enough of this. We've got some serious wildlife to look out on the farm. We're being serenaded by a blackbird in the background, which is lovely. There's one out there on the wires, just over on the meadow there, and they're singing away. And it's perfectly still, little bit of drizzle in the air, so I don't know what we're doing standing here. Come on, proper work to do.